Gee, there's nobody here. Wait a second. Dear Bob, I will not be doing your program anymore. I have been replaced by this automated engineering device. To begin your program, just push the large red button on the console. Well.
Good afternoon, Bob. Welcome. Are you ready to begin your entertainment module?
Yes. Is this what do I have to do here?
Nothing. All has been programmed for you. This is a show on gardening, therefore I have gardening information.
No, this isn't the garden show. That's on earlier in the afternoon. This is funny stuff that we do. It's Friday night, 7:30.
Please explain. I do not understand funny stuff.
No.
Robert Klasser, this is correct information.
Yes. It's funny stuff. It's a program of comedy, jokes, you know, humor, jokes.
Please explain. I do not understand jokes.
Okay, I mean, a joke is like, a guy goes into a doctor's office and the doctor says, you're overweight. And he says, I think I want to get a second opinion. And the doctor says, okay, you're ugly too.
That's very funny. Bob, what did you do? Where's this all the smoke in the studio? What did you do to the computer?
I just told it a joke.
Bob, the directions, it says right there, never tell a joke to a computer.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to do my show. Could you do it for me, Tom? I mean, I like working with you better than the machine anyway.
Guess I'll have to, Bob. Okay.
Hi, everybody. Bob Klasser here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy presented every Friday night here on KCRW. Tonight, we will be listening once again to the work of Lily Tomlin. Those of you who are regular listeners to the program may recall that back in, I suppose, April or May, we did a program showcasing the variety of characters that Lily has, and it is an incredible variety. Tonight, though, as promised, I'll be playing in its entirety a piece from her Broadway show. The piece is entitled Glenna, a Child of the 60s, and it takes Glenna up through, the late 70s. It's basically an answer to the question, whatever happened to all the old flower children? And it really is, it's a fabulous piece. It's from her Broadway show, which was entitled Lily Tomlin on Stage. I think locally it played at the Huntington Hartford. But if you weren't lucky enough to see it, you're lucky enough to hear it tonight. One quick word of warning, though. This piece does contain some sensitive language. There's nothing obscene or objectionable about the content of the material. But if you're one of those people that objects to those words and you know what they are, you'll hear them one or two times in this piece. So you might want to listen to something else for the next half hour. But if you're going to stick with me, here we have Lily Tomlin with Glenna, a Child of the 60s.
Remember when it used to be a big deal to take a spray can of paint and go spray four-letter words under the viaduct? And the next day you'd come back and some adult would have changed it to Buick? The 50s was the most sexually frustrated decade ever. 10 years of foreplay. And the 60s, well, the 60s was like coitus interruptus. The only thing we didn't pull out of was Vietnam.
They're yours, the Fab Four!
Janie, did you get the tickets? Thank God. Murray, the cage just said that Paul is getting married. That only leaves George and Ringo. I'm going to kill myself. Just a second. What, Mother? I am doing my geometry. Listen. Janie, guess what I'm wearing to the concert? Remember that outfit we saw at Paraphernalia's? The hot pink micro mini and the tasseled papagallos? And please, can I borrow your vinyl purse? I'm going to look just like Jean Shrimpton. Our high school is such a drag. The principal, Mr. Delmar, is so mainstream. The day Kennedy got killed, all the other schools got out of fourth period. We had to stay till seventh because Mr. Delmar didn't want to be an alarmist. These teachers are so hung up on this reality trip. A bunch of fact freaks. I mean, when was the last time an isosceles triangle came up in a rap you were having? Like last week, I got suspended for pushing pills in the school lawn. They are so lame. I was not pushing, I was just fulfilling a need. They wrote an editorial in the Tribune about me and drugs coming to the suburbs. My father almost had a coronary. I didn't tell them I got the pills from my mother's medicine cabinet. Now my father's club wants me to make a speech about the drug problem. Can you dig it? I should tell them my biggest drug problem is I can't get my mother's prescriptions refilled. Glendale Pharmacy, we make it our habit to fill your habit. I knew it was you, Janie. I knew it was you. Janie, you've got to come over. You've got to see my room. I just painted a day glow orange. It's just like living inside a psychedelic poster. A what? A joint? Bring it over. Don't say anything. We could be bugged. But come in the side door. They think you're a bad influence on me. I may not be great at geometry, but I know one theorem. The longest distance between two points is you and your parents. Wait, where's the mirror? I want to watch my pupils dilate. Have you ever done banana peel? I hear that really gets you high. Do you feel anything? I don't think I do either. What's your sign? I knew it. Pisces, just blow me away. Oh God, I'm starving. Oh, you know what I wish we had? I wish we had like this great big bowl of Rice Krispies with like Hershey syrup stirred in. And then like this great big plate of cold pork and beans. Oh, wow. TV is so heaven. It is just super heaven. No, man, don't turn it on. Hey, Jane, what's happening, baby? You'll never believe what just happened to me. I met this most beautiful white dude in my black studies course. Jane, he is so for real. He's got this blonde afro. He wears this fringed vest without any shirt. We were walking across campus. This old guy came up to us and he said, "Hey, are you a boy or are you a girl?" And Oz, he didn't even get up tight behind it. He like dug where the dude was coming from. He said, "I am whatever you see me as." It was so beautiful. Then we were rapping in the library about Vietnam. Oz told me how our imperialistic fascist government is trying to impose itself on a people that just wants to live in peace in their rice paddies. I told him I know all about imperialism and fascism from my father. So then Oz and me, we just got it on right there in the poli-sci stacks. What do you mean, ooh, gross? Janie, it was a protest against the irrelevance of the Dewey Decimal System. I'm going to the rally. You can come if you want. If the daisy's been distributed, we want everyone to have a daisy. And a button. Who wants an up against the wall motherfuckers button? Here's a burn, baby, burn button. Have a nice day. Or I want this group split up, half over here and half here. You start 1, 2, 3, 4. We don't want your fucking war. And you go, all we are saying is give peace a chance. Here come the pigs, go limp. Oz started sticking daisies in the barrels of the pigs' rifles. So out of sight. A truly loving yet revolutionary act. Oz grokked that on the first trip we took together. I took the other half of the tab, and like I saw the word cuisine floating on the ceiling. So spiritual. I came to like this cosmic understanding of a Lipton flow through tea bag. Janie, hand me those zigzags. You're gonna love this grass. It is just great. I get such good ideas on it. I got this great idea, see, where I was like the stoned person who gets this great idea. And then I realized that I was the person who was stoned, who got this idea about this person who was stoned, who got this great idea about this person who I couldn't remember what the idea was.
Washington, a Pentagon source says, each time we pause between military targets, we enable Hanoi to accommodate each new level of pain fairly easily.
TV by increasing is just the pressure so slowly, heavier and
we give
heavier.
Hanoi a chance to decide whether
Let's
the
watch
price
an old
was
Lucy
worth
rerun.
The candle.
It's the only thing that makes any sense. You know, when I was little, Mother said we used to all sit around Lucy and watch her. I said, we? You mean Daddy, too? She said, my brother Johnny did this great imitation of Busy Arnaz. You know, when he gets real uptight and he goes, ay, 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 ay. And we'd all laugh. I said, Daddy, too? She said, Daddy laughed hardest of all. Isn't that something? What, Mother? Mother, the door is locked because we are meditating. Light the incense. Light the incense. Mother, if you don't trust me, how am I going to trust myself? Hello? What?
You don't
like me? No, me and Janie. What is it? You're kidding. What are you saying? Oh, my God. Janie, Meg says that Paul's dead. He's the only one who's barefoot on the Abbey Road album. Wait a minute. She says if you play I'm a Walrus backwards, you can hear them saying Paul's dead. So's Malcolm and Bobby and Martin Luther King. Maybe it's the other way around. I can't even remember who was assassinated when anymore, can you? Oz always says, hey, go with the flow. And the flow is so heavy, you have no choice but to go with it.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, Janie, TV is just so weird.
Air Daily.
Alaska.
It is just getting more weird all the time. I mean, Chicago. Creature feature time. I wish Johnny was home. I'm scared. Johnny sent us a postcard from Canada. All he said was, ay, 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 ay.
This is Houston, F2, 1/160th second for shadow photography on the sequence camera.
Yeah, radio loud clear. How's it going?
Roger, the EVA is progressing beautifully. I believe they're setting up the flag now.
Great.
I guess you're about the only person around that doesn't have TV.
We go to the moon, and what do the astronauts do?
What's the quality of the TV?
They collect rocks.
Mike really is.
They lope around.
Like
they are stoned. They hit a golf ball and they plant a flag. Right now there is a flag and a golf ball on the moon. I mean, is this happening or is it the hash? You know, I should be watching this with my parents. Daddy must be so proud of this country right now. What, Mother? Yes, we're watching. Is Daddy? He's watching. Oh, that technology to get to the moon, and what did we do? We played golf. Oh, insight. That's what we should have done when we went to Vietnam. We should have played golf. Oh, I hope I can remember this tomorrow. The moonwalk was out of sight, wasn't it? With one giant step, mankind took banality out of America and into the cosmos. The astronauts went to the moon. Johnny went to Canada. The Beatles went to India to visit the Maharishi. The Beatles and Mia Farrow dig it. You gotta have enough bread for plane tickets to India to learn to give up material things like plane tickets to India. Oh, Dylan was right on. The times, they are a-changing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. If you've been toying with the idea of altering your lifestyle, you might dig the cross-country cosmic commune. They're into high-energy games like bliss consciousness and light shows done with sun and mirrors.
Oh, Jane, I'd do it if you could. I could get into commune living. There's got to be something better. Get back to the land, away from our egos. We could have our own van. You can make soap and candles, roach clips, you can sell them to head shops. Just a second. What, Mother? Hold on a second. Mother, what? Janie, let me call you back. No, something's wrong with my father or something. Mother? Mother, what?
You mean Fred and I could do one of our dance routines? Right after my opening number. If you're as good as you say you are.
What do you mean?
You may audition for me the first thing in the morning.
Oh, good. I'll go tell Fred.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you agree. Yes.
A coronary. Janie, my mother told me to thank you for playing the organ at my daddy's funeral. We didn't know whether to laugh or cry when you started playing the I Love Lucy theme. I think we did a little bit of both. It meant a lot to us. Daddy would have liked it. I was thinking maybe I should go to your encounter group with you. Could I go today?
Well,
I won't be late.
Feeling like you're drowning, Doctor. It's not serious, is it?
I just don't know what's happening anymore. I really don't. I mean, marches. There's still a lot to protest about, but you can't get a march together these days to save your life. And dope. I remember a time when there was almost a spiritual bond between two people who smoked dope. Now you go to parties, you see these Wall Street broker types saying, hey, let's have a hit off of that. Just takes all the fun out of it.
And the Beatles split up. Can you imagine? Oz and I split up. Male chauvinist pig. I'd like to share something with my sisters that really raised my consciousness. This guy Oz I used to know, I thought he was so far out he was in. So one day we were arguing and we weren't really dealing, so I said, let's role play. I'll be you and you be me. And he goes, I can't do that. And I said, why not? And he said, are you ready? I can't be a woman. It was so revealing. I just split. Life is just meaningless if you don't do something with it. But what if you've already done something with it and it still seems meaningless? Then you're just not doing enough. Then you've got to do something to help others with their lives. Last week at the crisis center, I talked this kid out of knifing his mother. It's really rewarding. You know, it's funny, but you can give meaning to someone else's life easier than you can your own. Jane, you're not wrecked, are you? No, I'm not speeding. I'm just so excited. Jane, I met the most super guy at the crisis center. His name is David Tate. We're gonna get married, Jane. I know. It's just a piece of paper. For God's sake, I'm the one that taught you that. We're only doing it to please Mother. Jane, he's a lawyer. He's working to change the system from within. We're going to get married on the beach at dawn. We wrote the ceremony ourselves. It's so beautiful. Well, I wanted to sound like Allen Ginsberg or R.D. Lang, but I think it sounds more like Rod McEwen. But we don't care. We are so happy. There is nothing natural about natural childbirth. It is as close to a freak accident as anything I can think of. Why I picked a time like this to go off drugs. David thought it would bring us closer together. It might have if he hadn't fainted. I sound contemptuous of nature, I am. I think we have the garment industry instead of nature to thank for the zipper concept, when it would have come in so handy for childbirth. Hi, Jane, hi. No, I've been so busy with the kids I haven't had a chance to call.
What do you mean?
Listen, I wanted you to know that there's a fundraiser tonight at the Unitarium. Just a second. What, Davy? I am on the phone. Well, as a matter of fact, no, I was just going to take the kids over to my mother's. It's her turn to watch them. David's out of town. Why don't we go to Lord and Taylor? There's a big sale, and then we can go to the Unitarium tonight. Listen, I've got a lot to tell you. I've really missed you. All right, bye-bye. Okay, come on, kids, let's go. We're going over to Grandma's. Turn off the TV. No, come on. You can watch Lucy over there. Let's go, come on. Oh, don't give me, ay-yay-yay-yay-yay. Get in the car, come on. Rosita, I am going out now. Yo voy ahora. Come on, get in the car. Go on, Mama will be there. Rosita, I've left the grocery list on the counter. Remember, no lettuce and no grapes. Adios.
Isn't that wonderful? That was Lily Tomlin with Glenna, a child of the 60s, from her Broadway show, Lily Tomlin on Stage. We've got a little time left, so let's listen to Lily Tomlin again as Ernestine, the telephone op.
Harry, good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin at her switchboard. I cannot talk to the press now. I said I cannot talk to you now. Yes, the phone company is on strike. Everyone except the executives and me. I'll have that story for you when it's over. Well, in the meantime, just reprint the stories from our last strike and change the dates. A gracious good afternoon, directory assistance, Miss Tomlin on the wire. The business office? That number for the business office is listed in your directory. You don't have a directory. Very well, I will switch you, and the business office will supply you with one. Business office, Miss Tomlin speaking. A new directory? Certainly. They are issued free of charge to our subscribers. Simply flag down any repair truck, and they'll throw one to you. You need installation and repair service? Installation and repair service will be listed in your new directory. Can it wait till then? Very well, I will switch you. Just a moment. Installation and repair service, Miss Tomlin speaking. Oh, just a moment, please. At the tone, the time will be 3:23 and 30 seconds. Ding dong. Installation and repair again. Oh, by the way, your 3 minutes are up. Please deposit 5 cents for the next 3 minutes. Thank you. That box sounds pretty full. I'll have to get down there on my dinner break and empty it out. Now then, how may I help you in the midst of the worst strike in our history? A phone installed? Hold on and I'll check. Winds are from the northwest at 20 knots per hour, whatever the hell that means. Yes, sir, I can give you a black wall model and a blue princess and install them myself tonight after work. Oops, just a second. President's office. No, he is not. No, he is not. In the glorious tradition of telephone company management, the president himself is out in a repair truck guaranteeing service to the community. Very well, I'll switch you to customer relations. Hold on, please. Are you still there, black wall phone, blue princess? I'll be right back. Customer relations, Miss Tomlin at the duty desk. You've just been struck in the head by a directory? I'll bet you were standing by the side of the road waving your arms, weren't you? Well, how bad is it? Doesn't sound attractive. You better call an ambulance. Directory assistance will give you that number. Are you still holding Blue Princess? 5 cents more. I'll be right back. Directory assistance, Miss Tomlin in the saddle. General Hospital? Certainly, but that number is listed in your new directory, the one that just struck you in the head. Long distance, Miss Tomlin, EC. Madrid? Now that certainly is a long distance. Just love to do that. Are you still there, Blue Princess? Give me your name and address. Uh-huh. Right, thank you. I'll be out first thing this evening and put those phones in. President's office. Oh, sir, it's you. No, no messages. Oh, but listen, Chief, you've got to be careful where you aim those directories. You winged a woman over here on the south side pretty badly today. No. No, I don't think anyone knows that it was you. Well, I'll see you when you check in. Times? Give me the city desk. City desk? This is Ernestine Tomlin at the telephone company. You know, I think I've got that big story you've been waiting for. I'll be here all afternoon. Be sure you bring a photographer. Gracious good afternoon. Dial a prayer. Miss Tomlin in the pulpit.
And that's going to have to wrap up this edition of Funny Stuff featuring Lily Tomlin. That was, what's the name of that piece? Strike from her album This Is a Recording. And let's see, next week's program will be The Goon Show featuring Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, and Harry Secombe. I think you'll enjoy that. Then we'll be preempted for the pledge drive for a week. But I will be heard on the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy marathons, which will be Saturday afternoons from 5 to 10, beginning on the 5th and then again on the 12th. If those of you who are listening to the program have not been exposed to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, let's just say it does indeed qualify as funny stuff. And let's see, the only other thing I can recommend is on Saturday mornings on PBS there is a show called The Magic of Flower Painting. Why that qualifies as funny stuff, you're just going to have to see for yourself. And I think that's about it. Oh yeah, the address is Bob Claster, Funny Stuff, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California. And that's about it. Always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. And good night, everybody.